Okay, so today we are diving into something a lot of people think they understand, but maybe not as much as they think. Depression. We are going really deep with this piece called Depression Isn't Just Sadness. And, you know, we want to uncover the stuff that most people miss because it's so much more than just feeling down.
Like, absolutely.
We're talking like physical symptoms, brain fog, you name it. Are you ready?
Let's do it. I'm excited to like really unpack this.
It's surprised.
What's fascinating to me is like how often we think of depression as just, you know, in your head, just an emotional thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a medical condition. It's not a weakness or like something you can just like get over, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, snap out of it.
Exactly.
Let's unpack this whole more than sadness thing. Like, what else are we missing here?
Well, sadness is definitely a part of it. It's just not the whole picture. You know, you also have anger, irritability, just feeling empty, and sometimes losing interest in things you were once super passionate about. That's actually a really big one.
That's huge. That's a big red flag, I feel like.
Yeah.
And this article, it mentions that over 80% of people with depression experience physical symptoms too.
Yeah, that's a huge number. It makes you wonder how many people are out there struggling and not even realizing it, right?
Totally.
And it makes sense. It can show up as like fatigue all the time, sleep problems, tossing and turning, or sleeping way too much.
Oh, yeah.
Appetite changes, aches and pains, digestive issues.
Really? Wow.
It's wild. Sometimes these physical things are the loudest alarm bells, but people end up at the doctor for those and don't even realize it could be tied to depression.
It's like your body's trying to tell you something's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're not looking in the right place for answers.
Right.
This is reminding me, like, I used to just brush off brain fog as, oh, I'm tired or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But after reading this article, it all kind of clicked.
It makes sense.
Have you ever experienced that, like when your brain just feels stuck?
Oh, absolutely. Like your mental gears just won't turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Difficulty concentrating, making decisions, remembering even the simplest things. It's all part of how depression affects our thinking. You know, the article says that it's not laziness. It's like a biological thing in the brain.
It's real.
Yeah.
And that can really mess with your everyday life, like work, your relationships, everything.
Oh, totally. Too. You're not yourself when you're struggling to think straight.
Yeah. Now, this article focuses a lot on like the individual's experience, but I was wondering, what about like the bigger picture? Like, how does all this affect society as a whole?
Well, if you zoom out, the impact is massive. Relationships struggle, work productivity drops, and then there's the economic burden of treatment and lost productivity. Depression, it's not just a personal problem. It's like a societal issue that we need to address.
So, like, what do we do with all this? Now that we know this stuff, what's the takeaway?
Well, I think, like, first of all, we've got to ditch that whole it's all in your head thing.
Yeah,
it's more complex than that. It's a medical condition with, like, tons of symptoms. And the good news is it's treatable. But, you know, we've got to recognize it first and then get help.
Totally. And that starts with, you know, understanding it.
Absolutely.
Now, here's something to think about. And I want all our listeners to consider this. What if we took mental health as seriously as we take physical health? Like, how would that change the way we approach and treat conditions like depression?
That's a big question.
That's a big one.
But an important one.
And something worth, you know, thinking about.
Absolutely.
And that's our deep dive on depression.
That was a good one.
I think so. I learned a lot.
Me too.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See ya.